I see that, yeah, actually, a part of a paper just published in the journal Thoracic and Cardiovascular Surgery, not one that I usually read. It was actually a meta-analysis of stereotactic body radiation versus surgery for patients with lung cancer. Can you talk about what you looked at there and what you found? I guess that was for localized disease.
Yeah, that was for early stage disease. That's right. That's an ongoing question where the borderline resectable patients, where is the right line between offering surgery versus stereotactic radiation therapy? I come from the perspective that stereotactic radiation really has improved what we can offer from a radiation perspective dramatically. It's changed our local control rates from about 60% to the 90% range, and that's a gigantic jump in long-term local control. So we have now a tool that really is a fair rival to surgical resection and is really an alternative when before it wasn't really an alternative. It was really only an option for anyone who was completely inoperable. And with more tools available, of course, come questions on where to draw the right line. I think what is clear is that both surgical resection and stereotactic radiation therapy, SBRT or SABR, both of those acronyms are being used, result in very high local control rates. If there is a difference, it's in the 5 to 10% range, and that includes local control as well as progression-free survival. So there are multiple randomized studies ongoing that will really have to be the benchmark or will really have to be the studies that we need to go by to solve this question. I don't think any meta-analysis or retrospective large analyses can really replace that. It's not level one evidence. But what we see is that surgery and SBRT are remarkably close in outcomes.
Where I've heard it mainly discussed is in patients who are elderly or too ill to have surgery. Is that the main situation where it's used?
Yeah, at this point in time, that is really the main target population. Patients who are clearly inoperable or patients where surgery is considered to be quite risky and that are considered borderline resectable. And then a few patients who prefer a non-operative approach. I'm not of the opinion that we should offer stereotactic radiation therapy as standard of care for resectable and clearly operable patients. I think that would be premature. But as I said, it's for the first time a real alternative for the patients that are at high risk for surgery.